Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Well, good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas. I have missed you guys, so welcome back to The Angel Connection on Friday, February 7th, 2014. This evening, we're going to be discussing raising frequency and discovering our inner essence with my special guest, Barbara Evans. You know, I had her on the show before. It was a wonderful discussion. I'm delighted to have her back. If you have been following the show and got to hear about Barbara, I've heard from many listeners that use her image keys and things that we discussed last time. You can find that previous show on the archive page for The Angel Connection. I'm beginning prayer requests again weekly, so if you have any, you can send them to me at cj@cjmartas.com. Got a couple quick announcements before I go into the inspiring story. In March, I'm going to be launching my new online store. And for the first time, I'm going to be offering my Seraphim Protection Pendants. And as well as, people have been asking about the purchase of the Seraphim Healing Transmissions. There are five of those. Those were previously on another site, which is now offline, so we're getting those ready to go as well. These are going to be available as a download MP3, so I'm excited about that. And if you haven't heard about them, stay tuned. I'm going to be sending out some announcements specifically about the use of them, and they're just these very, very wonderful channeled guided meditations from the Seraphim that I was very blessed to facilitate this past year. Well, I was searching around the net for an inspiring story, and I this one really kind of grabbed me. The title is Man Saves Family from Biker Gang, which, of course, that kind of drew me in a little bit. But a gentleman named Sergio stepped in to assist a 33-year-old man who in New York City was being kicked and stomped on by bikers who had ripped him out of his vehicle. Sergio was walking to church when he saw this group of bikers, and it was just like a whole gang of them were smashing windows, and this gentleman got in the middle of the fray, and he says, you know I was going to be in danger, but I'm going to have to take a chance. And he told, you know, he stepped up, tried to tell him, you know, that's it, guys, let's go. But there were, of course, lots of noise and revving engines and all of this. But he did end up breaking this up and saving this gentleman's life, and so was thanked on behalf of the New York City officials for his bravery. But it was just wonderful. And there was actually, he was with his family, and the gentleman that was being beaten, and because of his intervention, they did not go after his wife, who was holding a baby, actually. So I always like to talk about the inspiring stories that we see from time to time about people, because they're acting like angels, right? And we've had some interesting Good Samaritan stories along the way on this show, where I would just absolutely bet that some of those Good Samaritans who just quietly disappear are most likely angels for real. So, but that's my inspiring story, and I just thought, wow, you know, I don't know that how much I would have thought I could do with an angry mob of bikers like this gentleman, but many blessings to him and his family and everybody that was involved with that. Well, here is the angel message. You know, I was talking before the show that I have a full-time job now, and you never know where the journey is going to take us. So it's interesting, because I always seem to have this little window to channel this on a Friday, which is great. So here it is, guys. Dear ones, this month will be a good time for reflection on your current and previous life experiences, rather than taking any brand new actions in your life. excuse me, the planetary cycle of Mercury retrograde will flow energies in an unusual way, and you may feel pushed or pulled along in the process. Don't hold tightly to expectations this upcoming week, or you may create unnecessary disappointments for yourself. It's a great idea to be as flexible as you can with your daily endeavors. Don't be surprised if your expected schedule or plans shift suddenly. In fact, your schedule may appear to have a life of its own and not readily align with anything you are trying to accomplish or feel is very important to you. Try not to look at these changes in your plan as any shortcoming or deficiency on your part. There will be many opportunities to recognize and let go of self-judgment this week. You will experience an intensity of energy midweek that will be a short surge of divine frequencies, but these energies will level back out very quickly. You may experience this lift in frequency in a variety of ways at both ends of the spectrum. You may feel a very positive lift, or you could feel old energies releasing through your emotions. Either way, see this as an opportunity to let go and surrender the past and embrace the present moment. Work more on recognizing the treasures and gifts that are inside you. Recognize how far you've come on your journey and the courage it has taken to make many changes in your life. It's time to celebrate all that you are, just as the angels do each and every day. It's time to move more into new experiences and believe in your strength and abilities to navigate clearly. Do you often talk yourself out of doing something new? Do you have anxiety about new situations with new people? This will be a good time to push yourself out of your comfort zone just a little bit so that you're not blocking the best of your world. Know that we were always with you and holding you in divine light, and we're only a thought away whenever you need us. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. So it's interesting is that I was putting the angel message together, and most people who know me know that I don't necessarily know when it's Mercury retrograde or any of that. And so, of course, being a silly person, I had to go check and make sure we were really going into Mercury retrograde. But of course, we did yesterday. So it's just always, you know, we always talk about believing in yourself. Sometimes I have to check my facts, so I did that, which is kind of. They kind of laughed at me today, actually, for doing that with them. Well, now I want to, you know, introduce my guest, Barbara Evans. She's an award-winning author, artist, and international speaker, and believes that raising vibrational frequency is the key to raising consciousness, awakening our divine blueprint, and connecting with our true self, our inner essence. Is wholeheartedly what I believe as well, that we are nothing but a sea of frequencies ourselves, then we live in a sea of frequencies. So we're going to be talking about that, raising frequency. But Barbara, as well as a wonderful woman, is an expert in the healing powers of positive energy, the higher frequencies that surround us and interact with us on an intangible, intuitive, and heart-centered level. And I'm just very happy to have her back on the show. Thanks so much for coming again, Barbara. Welcome. Well,
thank you, CJ. It's wonderful to be here.
So last time, you know, we talked about your beautiful image keys, and we had a wonderful time, you know, just discussing all things, you know, with sacred geometry and the like. And, you know, I always kind of want, you know, my guests to kind of talk about themselves just a little bit before we begin the interview, now that we're in an hour format. It's so nice to get to know the people that come on the show. And so, you know, maybe we'll just start with what kind of triggered your own awakening on your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to think that that happened over 20 years ago now, that I have been on this spiritual, consciously, I like to say, on this spiritual journey. Because I think we're all on a spiritual journey, even if we're sleeping and don't realize we are. And so my conscious spiritual journey began just over 20 years ago. And I think, like so many people, it happened due to a traumatic incident in my life. And that was my father developing cancer and leaving this world. And for me, it was exceedingly traumatic to walk by his side through the last 2 years of his life. And it left me with this knowing that life was not meant to be that way. And really triggered a search within me to find a different way of living and being within the world. At the time, I really had no idea what that even meant, but it has sort of crystallized somewhat over the 20 years. And so I've now come to this place where I feel as if it is all about us raising our frequency, that we hold within us everything that we need to be in balance, to live a happy life, and that the trick, if you like, is to awaken that. And in order to awaken it, we have to shift and change our frequency. And for me, that frequency aspect is, you know, if we're in a place of fear and anger, that's what I would call a low frequency. If we are feeling that we live our life through unconditional love on a daily basis, and that we are joyful, and that truly joyful, then that to me is this higher frequency with which we're living our life. And as we move into that higher frequency, it's as if we discover our life purpose, and life just has so much more meaning and enjoyment to it. And I believe that that's our purpose of being on the earth.
Well, that's very beautifully said. And, you know, as you were talking about, you know, higher frequencies and lower frequencies and all of these things, and certainly, you know, the many changes that we have to go through to sort of really, truly, consciously embrace the journey, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, as we're releasing fears, as we're going through, often the catalyst is a traumatic experience, you know, things that kind of, you know, happen to get our attention. Certainly could be the loss of a, you know, of a loved one in your case. I've had many of them along the way, not necessarily just, you know, a single event. But I think that we hear a lot more nowadays about those frequencies and how they, you know, how they impact us.
Yes, I agree that it's becoming much more talked about, much more understood, and people are understanding that they have so much choice in how we approach our lives, which I think is really key, and that we can step up and take responsibility for the way in which we are choosing to live our life, and that's a very important step to take.
And it is, I agree with you, that kind of accountability. I mean, at some point we have to stop and kind of deal with, you know, healing and things that we've been mm-hmm. with, you know, and you know, kind of leading into, you know, sort of the next topic, too, is that right now, you know, the energy in our world is changing. And I know a lot of people out there who are really working their process, you know, really
right.
very diligently dealing, you know, and moving into those frequencies since they're there. And maybe I'll stop for a moment. And how do you see that the energy in your perspective of the world is changing, and what do you feel like that really means for us here?
I feel as if the energies are changing, and that part of that is due to these enormous grand cycles of the planets and all of the solar flares, and so many things outside of our control are shifting and changing and giving us this opportunity to really awaken our inner essence. And that, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago, this wasn't possible. This opportunity wasn't there because the energies of the planet weren't supporting our awakening. But now those energies are supporting this. And so for those people who choose to work on awakening their inner potential, their inner essence, and discovering their gifts and then using them in their life, that is all being supported. For the people who are not making that choice, it's kind of like they're being dragged along kicking and screaming, because those outside energies are shifting and changing, and they're shifting and changing for everybody. So it's very interesting times. And as you say, part of this is you know, what's hidden inside is coming up to the surface. What we've stuffed inside because we didn't want to deal with earlier in our lives, or maybe in a different lifetime, are coming up to the surface for us to look at and release and say, that's not, you know, that's not what I'm choosing anymore.
As we're talking about, like, these new energies that are supporting this, you know, and certainly coming vibrationally toward us from the universe in a variety of ways, and certainly to me, as more and more people find clearer consciousness, then the energy that they're putting into the world certainly is supporting this as well, sort of a domino effect, or an I feel like an evolution of sorts, you know, a huge awakening which we're having at this time. And so, you know, all of these frequencies, like you said, which is a perfect way to say it, you know, we can choose to take advantage of these frequencies that have never been available to us here, to strengthen our consciousness about what's going on in our lives. But certainly those frequencies also support, you know, the release, the healing, the, you know, a lot of what I've been teaching lately about acceptance and admitting sometimes our woundedness, which can be hard, very hard for people to do that.
Yes. And it can also be hard, I feel, that you think that you have accepted something, that you have worked on that you have healed that, and then all of a sudden it's back there again. And I almost look at it as if we're on a spiral, and that we're going up on this spiral, but we sometimes come round and re-meet those things that were wounds, or deep wounds, and that we're then looking at yet a different layer of them, and we heal that additional layer, and then we carry on our spiral, but it might reappear again later on. But it's not like we're in the same place as we were before. I feel as if we are making this healing progress, healing evolution, as we work on these things.
And I've taught that a lot, too, that you kind of want to look at the process of your life, you know, as a spiral, because, you know, as humans, we're pretty hard on ourselves. So when we say, oh, you know, I went, whether it was therapy, whether it was, you know, a catharsis or something that finally led you to, you know, a deeper healing with something, we get pretty down on ourselves when we have to, you know, when we end up revisiting it, which is, I tell people to accept that it's likely that it may come back around.
You will be in a different place.
But, you know, I think sometimes we just, we get impatient. You know, we want things to be done. And I always look at, you know, in my own life, because the angels have harped about being in the present moment, is I look at everything as it arises, as like you said, it's an opportunity to make a different choice, to change the story. And so it's very much in that now moment, I think, that we can access and really use those frequencies more readily.
And I think one of the beautiful things is that as we raise our frequency by clearing these old wounds, then we're getting closer to that angelic frequency. So more and more people are able to make those connections to the angelic realms and know that it really is real. And I feel that that's incredibly encouraging to keep going.
Well, and something that I've really, something that's been very predominant just with myself, other people that I know that, you know, right now I'm experiencing a very huge cell shift frequency-wise in my body. You know, having practice, you know, being in the moment, being in those frequencies, making those choices. At some point, you kind of, at least I feel like I'm at this root of, like, very buried issues, you know, like 2 or 3 years old. I was a very sick child. And so I've been, you know, as I get into this, because our bodies are such vessels and containers right down to every single cell. So some of that, just in a conscious sense, until it arises, is unknowable. Right? We really don't know that that's there. I don't walk around consciously going, okay, well, I've got all of the... you know, all the traumatic doctor experiences, you know, in my cells. And so these new frequencies seem to support us to go about as deep as we want to with healing, with memories, you know, with that cellular memory. And so I'm the happiest I've ever been, but right now actually pretty sick. I haven't been this sick in a while for me. But it's, again, an opportunity to see how these things have affected me. I don't have to necessarily like being sick or that, you know, I can only eat a little bit of food or, you know, these things. And I'm not here to tell a sob story tonight. It's just I want people to understand and embrace the process. Sometimes it takes us to places we may not have expected.
Right. Absolutely.
But we're trying to shake this stuff out, and that kind of – you talk a lot about the divine blueprint, and that's what I feel like at that very, you know, at that level, even our body, you know, there's this blueprint of perfect frequency, you know, of light. And anything else that's in there that isn't that, as you raise that frequency...
Yeah, needs to get kicked out.
it's got to be shook out, right?
Yeah.
And so... It's just a fascinating process at this point for me.
I was just going to say that I'm working on some, you know, new work right now, which is involving me going back through some of my journals. And I came across something recently that kind of fits in with that incredibly well, which I'd completely forgotten about. So several years ago, probably about 6 or so, maybe 7 years ago, I was going through some rough times physically and was going to someone, an energy healer, for some assistance. And she was sensing that I had had meningitis as a child. No, as a teenager. And that had certainly never been diagnosed, but I remember being incredibly ill for, you know, several weeks as a teenager, having intense headaches. I thought my head was going to split open. But it was never diagnosed as meningitis. But she said she had this sense that that's what it was and that it was choosing that moment to leave my body.
Wow.
While she was working on me. And that until then, it had been hiding almost as this sort of cellular memory, and that was the moment that it was being cleared. And I, as I was telling that story, I was getting what I call the goosebumps up my legs, which for me is a sort of confirmation, an energetic confirmation, that was the case.
Well, you get it in your legs, I get it down, you know, I get it in my arms, the same thing, that rush of confirmation that truth is being spoken. And it's interesting how each of us can be very much in tune with truth and recognize that. Yeah, the angels are just pretty much just give me the goosebumps too about everything. Well, that's very interesting. You know, I was before the age of 2, my family was told that I would not live to see 3.
Oh.
Had no idea, and I was guinea pigged quite a bit. And so anytime that I am clearing things out of my cells, I get very similar symptoms and my gut, my gallbladder, my liver, you know, all of these things. And so when I, if my health suddenly takes a turn for the worse, you know, in that direction, I know it's very much memory and vibration. It's quite unpleasant, but I know at least what I'm kind of dealing with. And so I've been very much having to really heal this very scared, frightened child inside me who just was this convinced that she's not strong, right, physically, and all of these things. But I, you know, like you said, I've been there and done that quite a few times, you know, so I really want the listeners, I guess, to glean from what we were sharing here is that things do resurface, but it's what we really choose to embrace in the moment that those things are surfacing.
Right. And I think that's now more than ever it is an opportunity to clear that so that we can move forward and be more of who we truly are.
Which, you know, as we're raising and our frequency awakening, you know, an inner knowing, what's sort of beautiful to me about the process of if it's deep, like that cellular release or memory or, you know, these things that get stored in our vessel that we're carrying around, that when we're ready, it just comes, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And it's like you can't stop it. If it's time, it's going to happen.
And so, you know, I'm running around going, oh, I don't feel well, you know, but at the same time, very, very pleased, you know, that this energy is leaving, you know, and that I have the wisdom now to recognize what it is rather than struggle like I have in the past, and just simply to give my body what it needs and to, you know, and so people hear me go, self-care, self-care, self-care all the time on the show and other things that I do, because that's when we have this wonderful opportunity to be so loving, you know, toward ourselves, toward our body, you know. Often our body, when we're in the process of all these beautiful things of connecting to the heavens above, you know, sometimes our body is sort of the last thing we might think about.
Right.
And I've had to work on that a lot.
Have this sort of impression of you almost like cradling your two-year-old.
I have been, because she's convinced that we're going to have cancer and die.
Oh, no.
Just that. I mean, that dramatic. Yeah,
yeah,
like, so anything I see on TV, they're talking about somebody has a terminal bone cancer or something, and she's like, see, that is what's going to happen to us. I hear her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, honey, no, that is not what's going to, you know, but it's, she was, I had no idea how much trauma was stored, you know, at that time in my life. I think I knew rationally that were true, that those frequencies would be there, but not at the very root level. And so,
and don't you think part of that is because we underestimate how aware 2 to 3 year olds are, in a sense?
Right.
That we are so much more aware than we give them credit for.
And so, you know, and so there's a lot with this awakening that's helping parents, you know, be much more conscious and all of that. And certainly some of mine was situational, but, you know, they just didn't know what was making me, you know, what at the time making me ill. So it was a teaching hospital. They were trying everything, you know, that they could. But, yeah, just to really have these very, that's a very young age, to have these feelings, you know, come up. But all of these things are meant to make way for, to unlock the divine blueprint in us. And the higher we raise our own frequency, the deeper that it can go to release these things. And so I'm not attached to how long it takes, you know, for me to hold on to her, to continue, you know, sort of reparent her in a way, to recognize the strength. But I am very happy to be able to do that, you know, to move those energies out, make more room for the light.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's quite an amazing story.
And so, you know, I always tell everybody I'm knee deep in Angel Boot Camp. It's true, but I I love to be able to share these experiences with people, as I'm sure you do too, mm-hmm. so that people can, you know that, you know, it's a journey. There's
right.
no pinnacle at which you reach that you don't just climb up higher, right? You know, so
yes.
we feel
yes.
like we've arrived when we're in this peak experience or these peak moments, you know, and it's just like, to me, it's just, you know, each one's a new beginning is the way I look at it now, maybe not in the past, the way, you know, 20 years ago, certainly, but I do now.
Yeah.
So what do you feel, you know, with this raising of frequency, you know, awakening our inner knowing, you know, why are these things important?
Well, I feel as if we are creating a whole new world, that, you know, we have entered a new phase in the history of the Earth. And that we are setting the energies for a new golden age. So it's like it's a big task before us. But that I feel that everybody who is here, you know, is here because they wanted to be part of this. And we have important choices to make. And how are we going to create a world that is based on love rather than fear, and on unity rather than separation? So as each individual works with these issues within themselves, we are also contributing to a shift in consciousness for the whole, is the way in which that I look at it.
I was taught by one of my teachers, bringing that up, that, you know, as we do return to this divine blueprint, as we unlock it, you know, people don't realize how interconnected we are, and how in any natural system, the whole system entrains to the higher frequency, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so you have a group of, you know, 12 people, and six of them are very awakened, and the other ones are maybe semi-awake. That group, then everyone raises. And
yes.
So it's just this, I'm very much with you that this is a unique time that we chose to be here. And all we have to do is take care of ourselves, right?
I think so.
And yeah. the rest of it, you know, and of course share of ourselves, which this divine frequency one, we've got to share it. But it's just so interesting how much, you know, one by one we're just changing the world. I just think it's a beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah, and I think that huge progress is actually being made in the number of people that are beginning to awaken, and how much they are awakening is increasing day by day.
I do too. I think it's an exponential effect that we're going to see over the next decade in people. I think that, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I think the world's getting worse, and it's this, and it's that. And it's like some person told me that, you know, even though I think it's more than 1% that is waking up dramatically over the last, you know, few years especially, but even just a small percentage can shift things for everyone else.
Yes. And I think that a lot of the children who are being born into the world at this time as well have very special gifts that they're bringing in, and I think that they will be also helping this the totality of the shift to take place, because they're not bringing in as much karma as we did when we came into the world.
Well, yes, the waves of children coming in ever since, you know, we've been talking about for the last quite a few years, the indigos mm-hmm. and the crystals and the rain. And there are a new, you know, it's like every so often the seraphim show me, you know, these new waves of children, and we almost can't classify them because they're just light. These are the right. children of light. And they really are, I think, the wave of children. You know, we had the indigos, we're going to shake things up. We're going to shake up the snow globe, right? You know, and so these kids come in and they're going and doing and I will, you know, and then they're changing things. And so this very, you know, very strong energy. And then, but now it's like these children coming in are just so wide awake, and they're with awakened parents. So they, you know, I just can't wait to see what they're like when they grow up and what they do in the world when these things haven't been sort of stifled, or, you know, that some of those things, you know, like in my childhood, you know, might have been and things like that. And so I feel like this huge raise in consciousness, and now the children, you know, come in to keep carrying it forward. And it's just a very beautiful thing that's happening right now at this time.
I think so, definitely.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked about it's real important to release fear, clear old emotional wounds, and I do want to talk about that a little bit, because you said, you know, it's like half the people are making, it wouldn't be just 50-50, but of course, but, you know, making the choice to take advantage of the frequencies and a bunch of other people kicking and screaming. Kind of gives me the visual for this question to you, you know, of the importance of facing our fears, you know, looking at ourselves, and clearing these old emotional wounds. But what are some of the importances to you that people really work on this?
Well, I think it's just really it's almost like once you take one step, and once you discover that there is more to yourself and more to life than you'd been led to believe, it's almost like it takes a life of its own on, and it's you are inspired from your inner self to make these changes and to want to awaken, to want to know more, to really want to know, why am I here? What is my purpose in the world? Because we all have a purpose. And so it helps us to discover this purpose, why we were here, what is the job that we came to do, what did we come to learn, what did we come to experience. And as I began my awakening process, I was just so excited that there was so much more than I had ever dreamt to what we call life. And that excitement has continued over the 20 years. And I just feel that, you know, that it is just so exciting once you start this journey.
Well, I think it's exciting, you know, and I, like I said, I'm always excited that new discoveries about life, about myself, and all of these things. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, I certainly didn't have, you know, a perfect life. I was carrying quite a bit with me. But I know that moment that you're talking about where suddenly, you know, you don't know exactly how you turned a corner, but to discover that what you thought life was like this two-dimensional little flatland, you know, of cause and effect, maybe we could talk about that way. To seeing that multidimensionality, to seeing, oh wow, there's so much more. And it's like when those blinders, you know, and like you said, I love what you said, it just one step, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm always encouraging people, you know, it's when things come up, when emotions arise, you know, you're not going to do it perfectly, but simply, you know, simply see it for what it is. You know, accept it. You don't have to like it. You know, these are all little tools of the trade.
And I think also that it's quite normal to need to have people around you who can help you with the different stages. And certainly there have been many people who have, you know, appeared along my journey in that perfect moment that have been able to assist me with those next steps. And then I've discovered tools along the way as well. So it's not that you just do this totally on your own. I think that it flows much more easily when, you know, when you need to go and ask for help from somebody, that you do that and that you ask your angels to guide you to the right person or the right tool that's going to help you with the next steps.
Well, and I think that's really, you know, if a person today says, you know, I want to raise my frequency, and the more that, you know, and I'm going to heal this fear that I have or these things that have happened to me, and you put yourself upon the path, what I have found time and time again is that perfect person, you know, appearing.
Yes.
When it's required, that it's as if the universe truly responds to, even if your mission in the moment is simply to be in this one day, you know, and take everything as it's coming to you, you know, mm-hmm. and allowing things to arise. And so it's even like last week's show, something that Vincent Jenna said on the show was incredible. When I hit this healing, you know, crisis within me, he was talking about one little word that he said, and it just clicked, and that's what literally let me see everything else that I needed to.
Right.
And it was just, it was beautiful. And now that we have the internet and, you know, great, you know, blog talk radio shows, you know, things that, where we can share these stories, where we can connect with others, is there's so much out there for us to connect with. Or if we find synchronicity. And, you know, for those of us that were great survivors back in the day, like myself, it is good for us, even those of us teaching, you know, we have to be able to also seek out our own healing and our own healers, you know, people that, you know, that we have found along the way to help us as well. So the benefits of that, you know, and then certainly, you know, there are many other types of benefits of raising our frequency that we may not have touched on.
I feel as if you just live life from a place of joy is a very definite benefit.
And where you're pretty, you feel pretty, another benefit, you know, you feel pretty equipped for your day. It doesn't mean you're naturally prepared for everything that comes your way, or that you just somehow magically nothing bothers you, or...
No, it doesn't mean that.
At all, but it means, yeah, just like you said, you know, it's, but there, I have more and more days now. Especially after all this practice of being in the now that the angels had me doing, where I can say that I experience joy all day long. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a menial task or whether it be, you know, this or that, that doesn't mean that I don't get stressed out, you know, and have to bring myself back to center. Life happens, right? You know, things mm-hmm. happen. People cut you off in traffic or almost hit your car when we had like a foot of snow this past week,
right.
You know. But I have such gratitude and joy for the divine frequencies that I allow myself, I found out later, you know, in life, that I'm allowing myself to experience. But they're certainly, you know, available to me. What a blessing. And coming, like you said, from that place of joy. And I can think of times, and I'm sure you can in your past as well, Barbara, where there wasn't a whole lot of joy.
Yes, and actually I also noticed that I didn't really realize how absent joy was until it started coming back again. And that might not make a lot of sense, but I guess it was a new depth of joy. which made me realize how long it had been since I really felt that before.
I think that makes a lot of sense because, you know, sometimes when, like I said, I always raise my hand in the room. I was a survivor once, you know, I was, mm-hmm. I didn't recognize either.
Right.
How much I, you know, how much anxiety I had or, you know, the things that were going on inside of me. I was just simply, for lack of a better word, just, you know, going through the motions, right?
Right.
And I had children that they needed to take care of, you know, and things, you know, everybody's got responsibilities, but I had a lot of them.
Right. And that's intense. And then when that joy starts to come back in and you go, oh my goodness, where's this been all these years?
And then you go, oh, it's great, and can it really get any better? And guess what, Barbara, what's the answer to that?
Yes, it can.
It gets even better as you go. Because joy is one of those profound things that I never knew we'd, like, really talk about joy. But joy and experiencing it and being, you know, that's what I want for everybody is to... Mm-hmm. Really have a deep experience of that joy that just radiates from inside you, you know.
Right, and I feel that if you peel everything off that has been piled on to protect us or the wounds that we've received, if you could just peel all of that away, you would find joy in the center of your heart. And so it's almost like our challenge and our inspiration is to rediscover that in this life.
I would actually say, like, pure joy is like ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a strange term that most people don't, but I have experienced just ecstatic joy, especially, you know, maybe not right at the very moment with the health stuff, but to have these moments of just ecstasy, of full joy, which I call just a full connected joy to me, you know. Wow. You know, these... So I guess what I'm just kind of yammering on a little bit about, but it's just the intensity of joy and how that can intensify over time. You know, the more you let go and heal these things that can get in the way of as you said, really rediscovering that. Mm. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to check into this new stuff that you're doing, but let's talk about, we've got about 10 or 11 minutes, the Eden Method. You know, I had you on and we talked about the image key prints and you have a new coloring book, Coloring for Joy, so that kind of segues into that. But I'd love for you to share kind of what you're up to now.
Yes, well, the Eden Method is very much the name that has been given to this work that I do. And so I have been bringing in these images, which we call image keys. And it is a combination of sacred geometry and the energy of healing crystals. They've all been channeled. They've all been guided by ascended masters and archangels. And their intention, each individual image has an intention, but beyond that, they all have the intention of helping us to raise our consciousness. And so this work has been, you know, has been coming through since 2003, but it didn't have a name. And so it became the Eden Method last year. And for me, these images represent the frequencies of the higher dimensions and that they are bringing those frequencies onto the earth into a form that is easy for people to interact with and that they, in a sense, are the energies of Eden, the frequencies of Eden, and are to help us to awaken our true essence and to bring the Eden frequencies back onto the earth so that we can create a world that is based on peace, beauty, joy, unconditional love, and really create this new golden age on earth. And then there are many different aspects to it. So there is the artwork that you can either use in healing sessions or have as decoration on the wall. But there's a card deck, a book, and the latest products are these two coloring books. And one of them, the Coloring for Joy, was really came into being following the shootings at Sandy Hook the end of 2012. And I went onto a radio show, I think it was actually the next day.
Wow.
And the opening question was, well, Barbara, what can your work do for the children of this country? And that just seemed like a major message. It hit me very hard in the center of my heart that it was time to look at my work for the children. And that had sort of surfaced at various times. One of my images is called Children of Light. But this was to be something very focused. And I called in my daughter, who is a fifth grade teacher, special needs teacher, and so we collaborated on the creation of Coloring for Joy to take children, and it's for any child, but particularly children who have experienced some type of trauma, and it doesn't matter what the trauma is, this book can help them to bring the parts of themselves back together again, because I feel that when we experience a trauma, it's almost like the parts of us are shattered or fragmented, and we need to do something to bring those fragments back. And so this is a combination of my artwork, templates for the children to color, and then spaces for them to do their own creative inspirations, whether it's writing or their own drawings. And it takes them through this healing sequence. And then the second coloring book is called Connecting Through the Heart. And it's a very similar idea, but it's very much designed for adults. And so that has almost short meditation pieces for them to focus on before they start each of the colorings. So I've just opened this Connecting Through the Heart book, and to the page Awakening Creativity. And it says, as you prepare to color your next mandala, consider creativity is an important foundation of vitality, health, and well-being. Coloring this mandala encourages you to connect with your creative side. And so, you know, my idea is that people will spend a little bit of time focusing on that, almost like a meditation, before they start to choose their colors and to color the mandala, which will help them to awaken their own inner creative abilities.
An adult coloring book. I love it.
Love it. But what I'm also finding is that adults love the one that we've designed for children, too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the one I was immediately drawn to. I was like, I want a color for joy. I want a color for joy.
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, for people who are listening who haven't seen Barbara's image keys, when I first encountered Barbara's work, it was and got to see the keys. I had the cards, I think, were sent to me.
Yes.
They were... I just was so grateful that you had put those cards and prints together, because things you just can have one of the cards or pull it and your frequencies move around, and so I'm excited about your coloring books, because I can imagine what the shapes and the different things, you know, are unlocking,
mm-hmm.
like keys.
Yes.
While you're being creative and coloring and it's kind of the same, like you said, all under the Eden method, but coming at it through sacred geometry, which we haven't talked about, you know, much this evening. But those key shapes are really part of our divine blueprint. Is that how you would say it?
I do. I feel as if the sacred geometry is like the language of the universe. And once you start to look, you see it, the sort of sacred geometry patterns within everything in nature. And it's within our own physical structure as well. So it is such an innate part of us that when you look at these patterns in this artistic form, it is on levels maybe beyond our consciousness, we recognize those patterns within the images. And it speaks to our cells, it speaks to our DNA, and it helps to awaken that divine blueprint and helps to move away the debris that is there as well. And I picked three cards before I came on the radio show today from the card deck. And the first one is the healing card. And each of the cards has its own image, and they have key words. And I picked word cards. Some of the cards have pictures. Some of them have a smaller picture and more words, capturing the essence of the image in words. And then at the bottom, there is like a key sentence, if you like. And so the three key words are healing, freedom, and awareness. And the three sentences at the bottom are, you are loved more than you can ever imagine. Know you are free to create your highest dream. And it is time to remember your connections to all that exists within creation. And I thought that was a beautiful trio, and so very appropriate for the angel connection.
Very. Wow, I'm blown away, as usual. Well, we're getting to, believe it or not, a couple minutes here. So how can people reach out to you, Barbara? Your work's so very important, and just a delight to have you back on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. It certainly has been delightful to be with you again. And they can reach me via my website, www.theedenmethod.com. So that's theedenmethod.com, and that gives, you can email me from there, my phone number's there. There's lots of information and a shopping area too. So, and there is a special offer outlined on the website, so that if you want to buy things and put the code EDEN15 into the coupon area in the shopping cart, you get 15% discount on your shopping.
Well, thank you for giving that out on the show. That's wonderful. And I highly recommend that you check out Barbara's stuff. Something for everyone there, something that speaks to you, something that awakens that divine blueprint in you. And I'm just very grateful that you came on the show to share more of your beautiful light with us, Barbara. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me. As I say, it's been absolutely delightful to be with you.
And enjoy the rest of your time shopping in Tucson.
Oh, well, thank you.
Collecting goodies.
Collecting goodies for workshops.
Wonderful. Well, everybody, it's all the time we have for this evening. Always fun, always enjoyable to spend a little time at the end of the week with each of you. I'll be away for a few weeks, yes, I know. But I'm going to be rebroadcasting in my absence some of the most informative shows, my personal favorites. The reason for the hiatus is I'm about to go on a trip to celebrate 20 years with my wonderful husband. But on March 7th, I'll be back with a show called Surviving the Shift, an Incarnate Angel's Perspective. My special guest, an incarnate angel herself, is Lynnae Blattner. I hope you can join us, because it will be a very Very good show on how to navigate shift, whether you're an incarnate angel, divine being, ascended master, or whomever. Until next time, dear ones, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and have a wonderful week. Until next time.